HMS Podcast brought to you by ZMANow.com. Go to the website to learn how to buy a bottle of Testrogain with ZMA and get two Viala fill bottles for free. Put John 20 in the promo code and get 20% off at ZMANow.com. Good morning, everybody. Hello there. Welcome to Thursday. It's 5:45. My name's John Holmberg. There's Brady Bogan, Creepy E, Big Dick Toledo. This is the morning sickness, and it's ready to just brace, buckle down, hunker in for the big storm that's supposed to hit us at like 2 this morning. I can tell you guys, I walked out to my car this morning, and the windshield was wet, and I was like, how did I get here?
But you weren't north of Cactus, John.
I brought my canoe just in case, yeah.
I just finished up the sandbags this morning.
Did you sandbag up? Good move. It's going to be a storm. We're going to have rain today. And according to the news, everyone should panic. It may be a lot. It may not. Either way, you should be in a pure panic all day. Megan's, she deals with a lot of older people. And the news, of course, scares them. And she does some training for some older people. And all of them canceled yesterday. They don't want to deal with it. They call yesterday. She's like, I'm not going to go tomorrow. There's no possible way. I don't own a boat and I can't get to you. And so she's just like, wow, all my old people are canceling tomorrow because the news keeps telling them it's too
storm
scary
of the
out
century.
There. It's just too, well, it's a storm of the decade. They're
not really risk takers.
No. But still, I mean, when that's who watches the news.
Yeah.
Those are the people you want to be calm and not sketchy and weird. They're the ones who don't like changes, own weapons and, react.
I tried to get my mom to go see a movie. It's like, no, it's going to rain.
It's going to be
horrible.
I go,
we're driving to the movie theater.
Man.
We'll go in.
Car's dry.
Drive back. You don't have to do anything. You just sit there.
But you don't have a car that floats. You never know. That's basically what they were telling people last night. So everyone else who's normal, get to your job, do your thing. It's going to rain. Hopefully those are, I assume rain's been anticipated even by car manufacturers, hence the windshield wipers, right? I mean, they always know the possibility you might be in it. And it might start raining.
Huh?
So
there's a few people out there I should have replaced my windshield wipers a couple weeks ago.
That's your fault. Yep. That's not because the car isn't equipped.
Oh, AutoZone's just a little busier today.
Right. That's just lazy. That has nothing to do with the car manufacturers knowing whether or not it rains.
That's the guy that's mad is the AutoZone worker because they'll put them in for you and everybody takes advantage of that.
Oh, yeah.
So, Trent.
Mine's a pain in the ass. I tried to put mine on. I'm like, man, this is awful. I don't know what kind of jigsaw puzzle you put together. This used to be a snap and go.
So you have Trent do it?
Yeah, I have the kid do it. I have a fake cast I put on whenever I go to AutoZone because I'm an inept man. And I go in and I'm like, I'd love to do it, but broke my arm. It's like, that's cool, man. We'll help you out. It happens. How'd you do it? Oh, we were putting an engine in a 68 Camaro and dropped down. And I caught the majority of the weight, but it just messed up. Anyway, fix those windshield wipers, would you, dude? That's rough, man. You got a 68? I think they made it in 68. It's pretty sweet. Anyway, that's why my arm's always broken.
Air up my tires, too. I got no grip.
You were here a year ago with the... my fingers are... Doctor says I can't grip and squeeze. Because, remember that engine story I told you?
Last storm you were here.
You were here last year with a cast. Yeah, it was the 68 Malibu that I had that engine drop on me. I got to stop dropping engines, man.
68 Malibu?
Yeah. It's a good car, right, Brett?
Sweet.
68 Malibu would be a sweet whip. Yeah, yeah.
Is it the SS that's the one?
Malibu's a bad mother effer. My friend had one of those. It's one of my Chevelle. It was a badass ride. Anyway, you wouldn't know. That's why I break my arms doing all this car work, Eric. It's got to be an expert.
Sorry.
That kind of stuff. It's all right. You get it someday. So but if my windshield wipers are down, trust me, that story's going to float because I can't have those guys being better than me at everything. Such a terrible feeling when you're not a car guy and you're in the AutoZone just trying to buy a battery. And you're like, I don't know. Did you bring your battery with you? Good God, no. Did you see all the acid on it? It's horrifying. I'm not touching that. All right. And then you have to break out the book to find your battery.
You do feel bad. I usually do it myself. And then the last time I went in there, I was out. So I just stopped
It's an option.
And the guy started doing it himself.
Of course
I was like,
he did.
All right, go ahead.
I'm going to sit back and enjoy this strange push-up. I didn't know they still sold out of the frozen thing that's in front of your store. You guys have ice cream. I'm going to eat some of that while you work. Yeah, the battery thing. And the worst part is I went in to buy a battery for a riding mower. I need a battery. Bring the battery. And I'm all proud of myself because I took the little battery. I'm like, this battery right here, I need one of these. And the guy goes, and literally points right behind me. He goes, they're all right there. And the worst part is I had spent probably the last 9 minutes looking at that very section. These are about the same size. I don't know what numbers mean. You do it. They all looked exactly the same, and the numbers had been greased off, so I couldn't tell what mine was. He found it.
Then did you have a couple of cars have the batteries are like in the back?
I don't even play with that. I sold the one that had that. I had a Grand Cherokee that had the battery post in the back and went to go jump it. I have no idea how to do it.
The battery down in
there? No battery in this car. It's got a post in the back, in the trunk, and like a fuse box where the battery should be. I just stared at it with jumper cables. Like, well, this is not going to happen at all. So I had people do it, and then I sold it. I'm like, this is the last time you embarrass me, buddy.
Get out.
It's not happening. There's big doings there in the college basketball world last night. I happened to be watching the Duke-North Carolina game, and the great Zion Williamson, who could possibly be a Suns player if they continue to tank and get the right draw, and that's what you'd want, another teenage boy on the Suns team. That seems to be working out well.
You think his parents loved The Matrix? Is that why they named him Zion?
Could be. Who knows with family members
could
of basketball players.
Could be Rastafarian.
Yeah, I don't want to sound...
That was about the right time, you know, when they made him.
He's 20 or 19.
You're right.
Been right around
the wheelhouse.
You'd think, though, if they were that big of fans, they just called him Neo.
Wow.
Zion was pretty cool.
And Neo's white.
That's true.
They had a great parties down there.
They did have some good stuff down in the area. Brought to you by Heineken. Should have named him Heineken. He's probably got a brother named Heineken. Not as good at basketball.
Maybe his brother is Neo.
Yeah, that could be. He's got the whole cast. And this is the other two. They're called the Albino Twins. That's their names? Mm-hmm. Are they twins or albino? Not at all. Albino Williamson with the dunk. Don't ask. But who knows with the family members of basketball players where the names came from. I just know that Nike is going to have to do some work because his shoe literally exploded. Last night, while he was cutting left, he planted his foot to make a move, and his shoe just blew up. And I watched the replay of that, and then they did the close-up probably 15, 20 times, and it is Nike-sponsored. The logo is emblazoned on the explosion. It is on the bottom of the shoe. It's on the side of the shoe. And when that thing's undoing itself on college basketball's best player in years, like this guy is, everybody's sitting there going, oh my God, he's a freshman and he's this and his body is what it is and he's a man child. That Nike thing is bad. And Nike, even they had a VP come on TV last night on ESPN and he basically said, this is brutal because for years and for as long as this injury lasts, as we determine what it is, Nike will be the reason it happened. We got our work cut out. And I got to give him credit. He actually was like, we sponsored that injury.
And did you see... Wouldn't happen in Pumas.
Yeah, well, Puma's already on it.
They deleted it.
They shouldn't have. Puma and Adidas and all the other ones should be all over. Like, huh? Here's the record of guys whose knees have blown out because the shoe exploded. It was bad, and it looked bad. It also looked like it had been cut clean. So I thought maybe Jesse Smollett's involved somehow or another, that this is some bad thing, because it looked like somebody cut the sole of his shoe.
Get a bigger contract.
The sole of his shoe is a perfect line. And all you'd have to do is just slice it. Put a little glue on there and just know that a couple of cuts, this isn't going to hold, and it'll blow them up. And North Carolina, your biggest rival.
And it's not like that's an old pair either.
No, brand new shoes. Yeah.
So, wait, you're part of a shoe conspiracy?
Look, it's North Carolina Duke, which you're like, that's big. Shoes don't just blow up, brand new shoes, in perfect lines. Like, if it happened to where the shoe broke, if you look at it, it's like a perfect cut of the sole off the shoe. Like in a perfect line to an edge.
Man, after the Smollett thing, you're just not buying anything.
I don't believe it. I don't buy it.
I bet you the kid that made that shoe.
Yeah. Oh, he feels terrible, that little Malaysian boy.
Yeah.
Yeah. But when you look at it, it's like, that's strange. It looks sliced. Like it didn't tear. It just opened and stayed on.
So
and his foot came out. See?
You think he would really risk injury?
He would do it. Why would he do it? I'm saying North Carolina. He's playing against North Carolina. You're in enemy territory, Duke, North Carolina. I'm saying somebody tried to hurt Zion Williamson.
Obama was in the crowd.
I know. He was there last night.
Didn't know.
Maybe he hates Duke.
Boom!
And his foot just pops out. It is an awfully strange, perfect line cut.
Well, he is a big dude, so, you know.
Okay, so shoes don't apply to him?
Well, yeah, I mean,
All right, he's just the biggest human being alive then.
A lot of pressure per square inch.
You'd think if that was the case, Shaquille O'Neal would have just wrapped his feet in Walgreens bags. Yeah, I'm just saying. North Carolina, Duke, anything's possible there. Duke's number one again. North Carolina's number six or something like that. They're fighting for the same thing. You got to get rid of this guy to beat Duke. Get them out of there.
So you have to send him a pair of shoes.
No, no. You have to go in and have a trainer who supplies the thing for the – it's in North Carolina. You go and you
Duke
just,
has their own people.
You
though.
Just trim. Yeah, but you can get a guy in there. It's your stadium. And they're not sitting there just guarding all the stuff. They wouldn't anticipate you go in. You cut a few laces. It's easy. Some of the threads go. So, yeah, a little glue, make it look normal. He pops those shoes on.
This a knife.
First minute of the game. Come on. That's not good.
You've warmed up a little bit?
Yeah. Just a little bit. Just enough to get them hot. Yeah, I'm just saying.
Yeah, what if it rips during warm-ups and you just wasted it?
And you'd look and you'd be like, Yeah, but you're still, if you're trying to hurt him, that's a good way to do it. Either way.
He's out either way.
He's out either way, exactly. And now they're saying, because this is another reason that you would want to do it, Zion Williamson's like, maybe I should just lock it down for the year. I don't know that I should keep playing.
Pull a Bosa. The Bosa family.
I'm not going to risk this again. I mean, I'm not getting paid, and I am right now the number one pick overall without question in the NBA next year. So I think I'll shut it down. And college basketball sits and mourns the March Madness without their best player. And if you start looking at it, you know, if he does it, there'll be like four or five other guys going, I'm a top five pick too. I'm not playing either.
Yep.
And the next thing you know, everything looks like the Pro Bowl in the NFL, which nobody tries. Nobody wants to play very hard. And March Madness loses.
I want to see him play, but I can't blame him at all.
I would. If I was his parents, I'd be like, you're done.
Yep.
You're all done. Everybody. Yep. Everybody in his corner would be like, you're done. That's enough. You're going to be the number one pick no matter what.
College sports have a problem if that would keep
huge
happening.
Problem.
They have a huge problem already. It's already started.
Not in basketball, really.
Not yet. Not basketball. But, I mean, if he's been the most touted basketball player in a long time. If this dude decides to say that's enough, no March Madness, boy, oh, boy, does college have a huge
Their biggest problem in basketball is them leaving early.
Yeah, and they put a stop to that.
Right.
They're basically saying,
why do they leave early? Because they don't want to risk injury
in college? I'm not getting
paid. They get one more year out of them.
They try to get that. You got to be 19 or so, but it's like he's old enough. He's like, I can leave. I'm going to be basketball's prize in draft time. Why in the world would I ever go out here for free again?
Scholarship or 13, 14 million?
Scholarship, smallership. He doesn't care about that. Basketball for money or for free. That's an easy choice, and I'd immediately make phone calls to him if I was a friend, family, everything else, and lock it down. You saw what just happened. Your knee is fragile. At least blow it up when there's a guaranteed amount of money. Duke isn't going to pay for anything. They'll tell you you can go to school now. Good for you. You got 4 years of trying to become a businessman because they blew you up and left you for dead. I say it's gone. And if he does it, Eric's right. Those college basketball have a huge problem because March Madness will be all about 12 guys going, not me. Forget that.
That's the thing that would suck. They all dropped out right before the tournament starts.
Yeah. Oh, it would completely suck, but they'd be right.
Yeah. Yep.
I'd be 100% on their side. Why would you ever risk it? And everybody's like, well, what about the love of the game? Yeah. Mm-hmm. You like your job enough to go for free until your arm falls off, and then they're like, sorry, you're done. You can do other stuff. We'll help you do other stuff, but that's it. Your million-dollar job's over. It's not nobody would do it. Nobody would do it for the love of the game. Stop it.
What if he did it to set up a fat contract with Nike?
Oh, could be.
Come back.
That'd be another
one. He's like, hey, look, we'll have him.
Yeah.
Something like that happens.
We got to guarantee you into the NBA. Yeah. It was weird last night. Watching that, you're just like, that's strange. As many basketball games that are played, you'd never see a pair of shoes just explode. And probably the best player.
Well, maybe they were due.
Man, it's kind of like a plane crash in baseball. We're due to lose a team. We are due to lose a team in pro sports. So if that's what's coming, shoes blow out first, that's sign one.
Is there going to be a recall on the shoes?
Oh, I'm sure they're going to do everything they can to make it seem like it's a – but they'll blame his feet. His feet will be the problem.
Where do you see the next one with lag bolts and everything else in it? Not coming out of this one.
Got a system of recidivism. It repeats. If this fails, another thing kicks in. Make sure that failure doesn't.
Lock it down.
They're 608 pounds each. Basketball's going to slow down just a touch, but we're not losing knees.
Boy, have you seen the legs on the Duke team?
Thighs on that Duke team. Yeah, I prefer it to be a conspiracy rather than just a bad shoe, because that seems sucky, because they charge $150 a pop as your average Joe to follow the shoe into, like, the good shoes and stuff. And with Jesse Smollett floating around. And again, he's under arrest now. He turned himself in. He is now under arrest as the perpetrator and no longer the victim. He is the guy who did it. Air Zions are just flip-flops. Somebody just sent over the meme. Air Zions, which are torn, like African tennis shoes that they just...
Like Hulk shoes.
It's like when Tom Hanks on... was it Castaway? What was the name of that movie?
Was it Castaway? I don't know. He blew out his shoes?
No, he was lost on the island. Course.
Yeah,
and the little away. And the little shoes were too small on the dead pilot.
Oh, that's right.
Could have cut the ends out. Those are Air Zions. Poor Chuck Nolan. Couldn't catch a break. Finds a dead body. Guy wears a size 8. Come on, mini man. Can a full-grown man wash up here and get me a pair of shoes? Bastards. Yeah, the Jesse Smollett thing's great. And the memes continue to be fantastic. It's just... people dressing up the two giant Nigerians in Make America Great Again hats is probably my favorite thing. It's a screensaver now on my phone. It's just amazing. And he had to turn himself in now. And he's going to go to jail for a long time if this goes against him. I didn't realize the charges that they're going to throw at him and the money he's going to have to pay. That dude's going to be broke. So I was talking to Reggie last night in Chicago, one of my black friends. I like that one too. Jesse Smollett, first American to scam Nigerians. We got him. But Reggie's like, man, this clown has blown it for every, you know, real problem that black people or gay people have had in the land. Because
Reggie's in Chicago.
It gives everybody the right to go, really, or is this a Jesse Smollett situation? You just made your name a verb in all claims. And especially in a world that doesn't want to hear the race card getting played that often. Now you've got this thing. Well, you know, it's been done before. It's like the Duke rape case. It took a while for people to ever take it seriously when it was a high-profile thing. Like, we just followed suit. They're just copycatting the other thing. This one's solid. I, for some reason, I'm really enjoying... There he is driving OJ's Bronco. I'm really enjoying Jesse Smollett's de-evolution from whatever he thought this was going to do. I want to hear what he thought this was going to do.
Yeah, was it Robin Roberts he was on with GMA?
Oh, he's adamant.
Just pouring it out?
Then I saw a clip yesterday and this morning again of a show he did 2 days after the attack. He sang. He stops in the middle of the song. He's crying, and he goes, a lot of people wonder why I'm doing this. It's because I can't let these attackers win, man.
He's acting.
I can't let bigotry win. And the crowd's like, yeah, Jesse, you go. Like, I can't allow that.
He was showing his acting skills. I mean,
it wasn't very good.
He's got talent. No. Yeah.
Clearly, it wasn't very good.
Wasn't good.
Because the scene didn't even make it past the first act, and it was like, we all know this is bad. Cut. You guys need to deliver your lines better. My favorite thing so far is the nonchalant way that the two Nigerians are on a security camera buying a rope, hoodies, also all the stuff, and this little Chinese lady. And both of them put the same exact things down separately, and the little Chinese lady behind the counter keeps looking at them with glasses and taking them off and walking away and coming back like, there's no – you guys aren't preparing for the cold with all this, are you? And they just have their hoods off, and they're standing there talking, and all the supplies of Smollett Gate are laying on the counter. It's awesome to see, because they didn't do any – the Nigerians are so unreliable. They did nothing to try to hide what was happening in case the investigation went sideways. Like, nope, here's a video of them buying the stuff. They told where they bought it. They spilled so fast. They're like, yeah, we went to this store here. We weren't wearing hats or masks or anything. There'll be surveillance of us buying it. They're just laying it out neatly. Here's the ski mask I'm going to use. Here's the rope. Here's some of the WD-40, a little bleach. You have Make America Great Again hats? We're doing a huge scam this weekend.
What? What do you talk about, Nigerian?
I loved it. Every second of it. So
did
he's going to go to jail.
Did they get it days before? Or were they getting it that night?
It was not that. It was not that planned out. It was maybe a few days. They have the magazine where the threatening letter with all the cutout letters, for, you know, like the old school ransom notes, was in their house, just like laying around with scissors. They were like, "Look, this guy's going down. We're just gonna." I'm surprised they just didn't turn him in. But I wanna hear from Jesse Smollett on what did you think was the best case scenario here. Like, you'd be a hero to the LGBTQ.
Yeah, more parts.
Yeah.
More roles, I guess.
Speaking, public speaking, maybe.
Stuff like that. But that's what he had to believe that was.
I mean, had you heard of him before this?
No. I knew it was for publicity, but I want his personal, like, he won't ever open up, but like, what's his, like, I was so greedy for this, this and this, or I was up for a role. I want to know the details, the intricate details. I know it's all for publicity. That's easy. I want to know why.
Wants Trump out of the, you know?
Yeah, he wanted Trump out, but is that going to do it? You just emboldened a bunch of Trump supporters to say that every fake news is fake news and it's being manufactured by the left. I mean, he did a horrible
disservice.
It was
a more of a personal thing. He thought he could get Trump out.
What I mean, not get him out, but like say, this, the world is so racist and bigoted against gays
so
because
divided.
Of this.
Yeah.
And so divided that he took a stand and Hollywood's big on that. There's so many little intricate sides to this that I want to hear from him, but he'll never fess up. It'll all be he's still saying it was like, I can't believe people don't believe me.
Yeah.
And he turns himself in today. So it's a pretty great story. It's gonna make a great TV movie. I wouldn't go so far as to say this is a theater movie, but Netflix will have something out in the next year and it should be pretty solid. Should be pretty good.
He's got better odds of admitting it than Bill Cosby, I think.
Oh, Cosby will never admit anything. He's persecuted like Jesus. He's Jello Jesus. That's it. It's 6:06. Let's get a wake-up song and check your shoes this morning because in the history of man, I've never seen it happen to anybody but a homeless. But the bottom of your shoe can just erupt for no reason at all and blow your knee out, especially if you're the most powerful basketball player in college. It can just happen. The rain is going to fall. Get a canoe. Get a paddle. Schools will be closed all over Arizona because we're scared to death of whatever this is today. And don't go north. I heard two people talking yesterday. Like, I'm going up, man. Saturday is going to be amazing because they want to go play in the snow. And you're right. It is going to be an unbelievable weekend up there if it stops snowing Friday. So just calm down. The news isn't scaring you. And check on your grandparents because they're probably building a bunker as we speak. Give us a wake-up song, 585-9800. A good one. We'll scream it together. It's 98 KUPD. Wake up!
You were right, man. We should do this thing. 98 KUPD.